Because cats and dogs are very interesting with human beings because we have a pet relationship with them. And with the only animals that do this. You know, giraffes do not have pet gazelles. Gazelle, go and run in Africa. You know, they don't say that. And we have pets because they lower our blood pressure. This is apparently officially it, but they lower our blood pressure. And I don't know quite how they do that. You stroke them, you go to sleep. And while you sleep, the dog puts one of those big puffy things. And it's 180 over 60. What does that mean? I don't know, I'm a dog. Actually, when doctors do that, they take your blood pressure. They're not actually taking blood pressure. They're just fucking around with this. They've actually got a jumpy spider behind your back, and that's what they do. Because I saw one once. So you've got a jumpy spider behind my back. He said, yeah, that's what we do. It's a jumpy spider time. All the jumpy spiders. The jumpy spiders. It's true. Yeah, so anyway, that's what they do. The dog takes your blood pressure and you fall asleep, and the cat drains all the blood from your body and sells it to one of those mobile blood banks. That's why sometimes you wake up feeling all anemic and seeing your cat and dog counting out fivers as a van pulls off. Have you ever had that? Yeah. Well, I don't know. They lower our blood pressure. You stroke a dog, dogs go, and cats go, because they're drilling, aren't they? That's what they're doing. They're drilling. They drill for gold. They drill for oil, they drill for anything, just for the love of drilling. When they're behind your sofa, they're just drilling. They've got goggles on, it's okay. There's a compressor over there. And your friends come in and say, I think your cat's drilling behind your sofa. God, I don't think so, that's purring, that noise. Isn't it? Cat, are you drilling? And the cat hears this and whips off the goggles and says, no. Drilling? No. No, I'm a cat. How would I know how to drill? Well, that's purring you're thinking of there, mate. Yeah, purring. Oh, yeah, it's purring. I mean, good old purr back here. No drilling. No, okay. Sometimes they drill 40, 50 feet, you know, down. Just for the hell of it. Cats are much cooler than dogs, though, aren't they? Cats have a scam going. You buy them food, they eat the food, they go away. That's the deal. You have no control of your cat. You can't say to your cat, heel, stay, wait, lie down, roll over, because the cat will just be sitting there going, interesting words. Have you finished? And while you're shouting all this at your cat, your dog's right next to you going, what the hell are you doing? I'm talking to the cat.
Oh, sorry.
You wouldn't even dream of training your cat. Cat, come for training. Now, hello. They just don't care. They just piss off. And you get the dogs and cats eat dog and cat food, and you do this new improved cat and dog food thing. And I don't know how you tell whether cat and dog food is new and improved. Do humans go, lovely? I mean, dogs just eat anything. Dogs go, whatever that is. And you say, oh, is that, is it new and improved? Does it taste good? And the dog's going, I don't know. Oh, it's all over my shirt now. Jesus. I just want to read it. Those cats are much more choosy. Cats sort of look through the food. Okay. Right, so this is? New and improved, is it really? Is it really? Well, I'm going out. And they walk up to the cat door and they just stop at the cat door and turn around and go, keys. Where's your dog? Can't go out. Your dog goes, oh, can I go out? And you go, no, I'm busy at the moment. But the cat went out. Yes. And I can't go out. No. He has a cat door, you see. Oh. And why? Well, I have no idea. Which was the first cat that persuaded a human to put a cat door in? They just do. We throw sticks for dogs. That's the level we have dogs at. You never dream of throwing them on for a cat. You throw sticks for dogs, and dogs go, oh, he's dropped his stick. Better go and get that. So you drop your stick there. Trying to bring it back. And you hang on. D- Did you see me just bring that back? And then you dropped it again. It's very weird, I don't know what's going on here. Now hang on to it this time, I don't want to piss about all the time, you know. You think I enjoy this? There you go, don't fucking throw it! That's why the third time when they come back, they won't give it to you. They go, no, you won't, you take it. And the cat door thing is like one of those, it's a vertical version of those saloon bar doors where gunslingers, you know, in westerns would push their way in and say, I've come for you, Jed McGee. And everyone in the bar would say, you've come for who, sir? Jen McGee. Jenny Gooder. The Gooder family. Oh, I'll go away then. And these expensive westerns, the cats have seen them on the telly. You watch a cat coming into the kitchen. Sometimes they just come in just like gunslingers. They push their way into the cat door and just stand there on one hip. And all the dogs in the kitchen will stop moving. Dog eating the food. Another dog playing piano. And get the tail out. Yes, and cats are allowed out because they're more responsible. They go outside, a fast car goes, boom, and they go, ooh, it's a Mazda. Whereas dogs just go mad. They get outside, they go, chase, car. They chase cars up to 4,000 miles, car. They catch up with the car. Tag, you're it. And cats leap up walls, 6-foot walls. They just go, whang, like a... Land perfectly. Turn and walk. And backflip and forward flip and dismount. And they always land perfectly. They never do that sort of wobbly gymnast. You never see a cat on the wall having a problem, do you? You never see a cat going, fuck it, I'm not sure about this. Cat on the ground going, easy, Ginger, I'll walk you down.